And gentlemen, everyone is ready. So we would like to welcome you today to this meeting of the Code Administration Technical Advisory Committee, running concurrent with the Fire Technical Advisory Committee and the Plumbing Technical Advisory Committee. We did begin our meeting at 9:01. Today is March the 31st of 2021. We are going to begin by calling roll. We'll start with the code admin tech. I will remind you that there are many people on this line today. We ask that you be very mindful of the background noise going on around you. If there's dogs barking, TVs on, you're typing, it interrupts whoever's speaking and others cannot hear. We ask you to be aware of that. Phone's muted unless it is time for you to speak. Be mindful of each other trying to speak at the same time. And courteous on the call. Code admin tech, if you would answer by saying here. David Gilson.
Here.
Michael Bure. Bob Boyer.
Here.
Don Brown.
Here.
Michael Garacio.
Here.
Gray Marker.
Here.
John O'Connor. Shane Gerwig.
Here.
I believe there was an alternate schedule for John O'Connor. Are you available on the line? We do have for the code admin tech. We will now move to the plumbing tech. Please answer by saying here for roll call. Paul Jones.
Here.
Jim Bat. Heard you on the line earlier. Bob Boyer.
Here.
Gary Durant. Eduardo Gonzalez.
Here.
Mitchell Tidwell for Gary Kozan.
Here.
Isaac Kovner.
Here.
Brian Langill.
Here.
Stephen Mayfield.
Here.
Mike Robbins. Jorge Rojas. Otto Venus.
Here.
Thank you. We do have a quorum for the plumbing tech. We will now move to the fire tech. Some have their phone turned up very, very loud and it's causing an echo. If you could be mindful of that, please. Fire tech, please answer by saying here for roll call. Brad Schiffer.
I'm on.
Amid Bahadori.
Here.
Joe Belcher.
Here.
Gross.
Here.
Chris Apari is alternate for Jim Holland. Chris Apari, alternate for Jill Holland. Are you still on the line? Cheryl Edwards.
Here.
Elijah Flowers. Shane Gerwig.
Here.
Gray Marker.
Here.
And Pete Schwab.
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum for the fire tech as well. I am Marlita Peters, and I'm going to facilitate your meeting today. We would like to introduce any other staff members who are on the line.
Momadani.
Tom Campbell.
Thank you.
Jim Hammers.
Thank you, Jim. I know we have Chris Howell on the line. Justin Vogel should be on the line, as well as Chip Sellers. Do we have any other staff members who need to be recognized today?
Chip Sellers.
Thank you, Chip. Do we have any guests who would like to be recognized for the recording?
Raymond Issa.
Thank you, Dr. Issa.
You have Kristen Whitaker as well.
Whitaker?
Weniger, W-E-N-I-G-E-R.
Thank you, Kristen.
Brian Holland-Nima.
Thank you, Brian. Any other guests who would like to be recognized? Okay. Some of the TAC members, you sit on more than one TAC. You are allowed to vote on both TACs today. Code Admin, we would like to approve the agenda as posted. If you have no changes, which there's nothing to change today, we need a motion, please, in a second.
Motion to approve, Warrior
Garacio, second.
Warrior Garacio, all those in favor of the agenda, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Next, we'll approve the previous minutes of January 31st of 2020 if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
Motion to approve, Boyer.
Thank you. Second?
Second, Gerwig.
All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Plumbing TAC, we would like to approve the agenda as posted.
Motion to approve, Warrior.
Second.
Second there.
Who was the second, please?
Bats.
Thank you, Mr. Bats. All those in favor of the agenda, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Next, we have the minutes of December the 8th of 2020, if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
Move to approve, Boyer.
Thank you.
Second ballot.
Second. Second ballot. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Fire TAC, we would like to approve the agenda as posted.
So moved.
Second.
Who's the second, please?
Belcher.
Belcher, thank you. All those in favor of the agenda, please vote by saying aye.
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 Next, we would like to approve the previous minutes of January 28th of 2020, if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
Belcher, move approval.
Who was the second motion, please?
Belcher.
Belcher, thank you. Ms. Edwards, I believe you were the second?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. All those in favor of the previous minutes with no changes, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Next, we would like to review and accept the interim draft report for our research project titled Evaluation of the Cost Impact and Benefit of the 2021 I-Code Changes. Mr. Madani, did you want to introduce us?
Good morning. This is Mo Madani. And as stated by my leader and stated on the agenda, the research project that we are you know, reviewing the interim report for is the evaluation of the cost impact and benefits of the 2021 International Building Code Prescriptive Code changes. The purpose of this research project is mainly to assess the cost impact and quantitative benefits of the changes to the 2021 International Building Code that are prescriptive in nature and that have the potential of adding cost to construction. As you recall, we have done this project so far for a number of the prior code update to the Florida Building Code, and mostly the purpose of it is to get a or have a mainly an independent group review the code changes and to provide a qualitative maybe and also a quantitative if possible of the additional cost to construction should an international code change is adopted as part of the next update to the Florida Building Code. With us today is a principal investigator for the give a status of the work so far and a summary of the interim reports that's as posted on the agenda. Thank you.
Yes, I'm ready. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm going to start off with the plumbing code. So as you can see, 218 through 22118 involve minimal decreases in costs. Then we have 2218, which involves the change in definition of privacy and the requirements for a door with an occupied indicator on it, and that would be a $500 increase per door. Then we have P2318 through 9118 through 5118 involves decreases in costs, which are minimal. Then 9118, which is a location of full open valves in the bathrooms, and that is a minimal increase in costs. Then P91318 deleted the definition of labeling of water distribution pipes and bundles, and that was a minimal decrease in cost. And P9618 changed the definition 607.1.1 temperature limiting means to that was also a minimal decrease in cost. P113-18 part 1 talked about the clean out equivalent, which was a minimal decrease in cost. P113-18 part 2 about the same clean out equivalent was also a decrease in cost. And then 115-18 part 1 discovered the building sewers and building drains relining, and that was a minimal increase in costs also. And 115-18 part 2 changed the existing definition for section P3011, which is relining of those same sewer lines, and there was a minimal decrease in cost. P117-18 changed the existing definition for roof extension to an open vent pipes, and that was a minimal decrease in cost, but it provides options from vent termination, different options. 118-18 discussed the type of fixtures, a combination waste and vent system for those fixtures, and there was a minimal decrease in cost. It was mainly a clarification. P122-18 discussed the fixture drain connection for trap priming, and that was minimal decrease in cost. It was intended to improve the trap seal protection that can lower the owner overall's maintenance costs and requires a certified product. And then 126-18 changed the existing definition for 1102.6 root drains, and that was a minimal increase in cost. As far as the fire protection and life safety change cost impacts are concerned, we have a G1718 through G1818 and G1818, which modified the energy storage systems and sewer water treatment system facilities to be considered as group F1 occupancy, and that would result in a 10 to 20% decrease in cost in that area. Change F110-18 403.3 modified open parking garages are removed from being exempt from sprinkler systems, and that would add $150,000 per 50,000 square foot garage. G32-18, section 404.5 was modified to provide a new exception for atriums with more than two stories, which may not require a smoke control system when separated from all upper floors by shaft construction. And that cost was estimated at $250,000 or more, depending on atrium alternates and shaft assembly used. So this added some design flexibility as to the options that could be used. G33-18, section 404.6 was modified, and additional exceptions were provided to address escalators and exit access, stairways, ramps, penetrate to require horizontal assembly, and that would be a decrease in costs by $250,000. G48-18, which is new requirements provided for puzzle rooms, that would result in an increase of $10 per square foot. G58-18 involved the requirements with domestic cooking appliances and ambulatory care facilities, which required a domestic hood, shut off from fuel, electrical supply, and so forth. That would average about $1,500 per stovetop increase. G66-18 involved modifications to add a new requirement for interior finishes for place structures exceeding 10 foot in height or 6,100 square feet in area. There's a cost increase for materials. It depends on the type of structure and materials, of course, so we can't pin it down exactly. G66-18 and 68-18, it's a modification that to the area limitation was increased to 600 square feet in the area for place structures, and that would require a result in a decrease in $5,000 for special inspection and AAJ coordination. G66-18, for section 424.5.1 indicates the place structure exceeding the area or height limitation shall comply with chapter 16. In this case, the highest limitation is the 10 foot we talked about earlier. And in this case, there's an increase in cost, approximately 2 to 3% of construction cost of place structure is the perceived increase, since place structures vary so greatly in size and complexity, cost is highly variable, of course. G92-18, the modified table 509.1 for stationary storage battery systems are removed from incidental use table. The number was changed to 5. All references in this table are changed accordingly, and that would result in a decrease in cost of 25 cents per square foot of separation wall by removing the rating requirement. Section 510.2, the exception condition 3 was editorially clarified, and that would result in a 30% savings by permitting wood on these on the floors of these podium facilities. G103-18 is a modification to clarify members to be primary versus secondary structural members. The intent remains the same, and there is no cost increase to this. It just was an editorial clarification. and it doesn't apply in this case. FS8-18 discusses secondary attachments to structural members, and which require 12 inches of fireproofing, and that would result in an increase in cost of $2 per structural member. E-102-18, which is the same as FS-26-18, is a modification of Section 707.4. Exterior walls that are part of a required fire resistance rated exit passageway are included in this section, and that one, exterior walls require to be fire resistant rated if enclosing energy storage systems, and that could result in a decrease of $100 per square foot. FS-37-18, Section 708.4.1, is modified. Supporting construction exception includes fire partition separations and ambulatory care facilities, and that will result in a decrease of $20,000 for 20 by 20 square foot structural bay. FS-67-18 pertains to Section 717.5.2, and modification is the non-metal flexible air connectors are permitted at certain locations for exception 3 of fire barriers. They clarify duct systems must be fully ducted systems, and that would decrease by $100 per fire damper. FS-70-18 is a modification to Section 717.5.3. It provides a minimum steel wall thickness of the duct. The aforementioned ducts requires an exhaust fan, and that might be cost neutral depending on the differing cost between the damper and the through penetration, since the costs are similar. In the trade-off, ducts providing continuous upward airflow through a shaft shall not have a damper. That's FS-70-18. And again, the cost between the damper and through penetration are simpler, so it's a wash, basically. FS-64-18, Section 717.6.2.1.1, pertains to new dynamics. System dampers are designed with fans on during a fire, and that would have an increasing cost of $200 per damper. FS-64-18 talks about new static system dampers to be provided, and that would reduce cost by $200 per damper. FS-84-18 affects side fabricated stress systems that have to comply with Class A in accordance with Section 803.1.2, and there's an increasing cost. The manufacturers are going to have to come up with that increasing cost. We don't know that yet. 76-18 affects manufacturers of distilled spirits. There's an increasing cost of $50,000 for new incoming water and $2,000 per square foot, $2 per square foot, excuse me. F-102-18 requires a fire sprinkler system in the group F1 fire area for display and sale of upholstered furniture or mattresses that exceed 2,500 square feet, and that would increase cost of $50,000 per new incoming water and $2 per square foot. F-276-18, affects the storage of distilled spirits or wine. It requires a new sprinkler system, and we still have the same cost of $50,000 per new incoming water and $2 per square foot. 110-18, some modifications. Fire sprinkler systems must also be installed in open parking garages for fire areas exceeding 48,000 square feet. We talked about that earlier, being $25,000 for 50,000 square feet. G-39-18, new sprinkler systems are required in mechanical access in closed parking garages, and that would require $50,000 for new incoming water $2 per square foot. Modify open parking garages, remove from being exempt from sprinkler system. We discussed that earlier, $25,000 per 50,000 square foot. F-117-18, the allowance for NFPA 13R systems to be permitted to be used has changed to be based on the height above or below the lowest level of fire department access, and that will result in an increasing cost of $20,000 for increased incoming water and then 50 cents per square foot if an NFPA 13 system is needed. F-119-18 talks about multiple conditions for corridors and balconies and the means of egress, which would require sprinklers, and that would require $300 per dry sprinkler system. That would be an increase. F-126-18 affects class one standpipes are allowed in all parking garages, and that would result in a decrease in cost of $350 for a minute occupant hose and outlet. 128-8, that's a modification that clarifies all underground tier hub gauge valves and the roadway boxes do not need supervision, and valves for dry manual standpipes are permitted to be locked in the open position. That results in the decrease in the cost of the TAM for switch, which is $500. F-125-18 states that the fire code official can require locking caps on all standpipe outlets instead of only dry standpipes, and that would be an increase of $250 per cap. F-141-18 required the manual fire alarm systems are in group S public and self storage occupancies that are more than three stories in height, except when automatic sprinkler protection is provided, and that would result in a dollar per square foot increase, assuming basic fire alarm systems are installed. F-144-18 addresses audible signal frequency in group R1 and R2 occupancies, and that will result in an increasing cost of $57 for sleeping room and no voice evac system, and $107 per sleeping room with voice evac system. F-161-18 indicates that all components of the operating smoke control system must achieve final operating state within 90 seconds of FACP detection signal, and that does not result in an increasing cost. Neither does the next one. F-590-18 requires the smoke-proof enclosures using a pressurized stair, pressurized entrance vestibule, and that would cost $100 or more depending on the configuration of the existing design. F-166-18 is a new requirement of fusible link temperature rating provided for smoke and heat vents at 360 degrees per FM guidance and test. There's a minimal cost impact for this, but will most likely affect manufacturers as they adjust to meet this minimum requirement. New requirement in F-42-18. The fire commander's center is now required at all F1 and S1 buildings more than 500,000 square feet, and that would increase the construction cost by 0.06%. F42-18 modified where the fire command center is required. It must be a minimum of 696 square feet and 8 feet in both directions in the F1 and S1 building, and that we already noted that and previously in the 0.06% increase in cost. 42-18, there's a new requirement for the command center identification, and that would result in about a $50 increase in cost for the signs, depending on the type of building and the aesthetic needs of the building. E11-18 modifies unoccupied mechanical rooms for penthouses are not required to comply with common path measurements, and that would result in decreasing cost of $5,000 for ATD and roof hatch, and more for full stair extension. E15-18 part one addresses exits and exit access doorways and requires them to be equipped, with panic hardware for refrigeration machinery rooms, and that would cost $1,250 per door. E34-18, it modifies the area refuge size is increased to 52 inches rather than 48 inches for each 200 occupants or portion thereof. It's going to be the E15-18 adds additional language according to new requirements for panic hardware serving refrigeration machinery. That cost has already been included in 1006.2.2. 3718 and 5318 modifications to access door serving occupied exterior areas and courtrooms are permitted to be locked and increase initial construction costs, but in the long term is less expensive to avoid violations. 3718 and 718, the modification, emergency lighting is required on the egress side of the door for electrically locked egress doors with sensor release. That will cost $300 per self-contained battery-operated light. G15-18 addresses interior stairways may be combustible in podium-style buildings in accordance with Section 510.2. Cost is already included in our previous discussion. Uh, 72-8 and 73-18, where exit signs are provided, a horizontal exit, or any other existing conditions, they must have raised characters and braille exit signs, and that would be $50 per sign. That's aesthetics require a more expensive sign. E86-18, the modification, the guard shall extend 30 inches beyond each end of roof access hatch, and that would cost about increasing cost of $250 for a 7-foot section of guard. E86-18, where more than one exit is required, exit access travel distance shall be measured to the nearest exit. Those have no cost increases, those two. And then E18-18, 88-18, and 89-18, it's modification to exit access stairways and ramps that only communicate between two adjacent stories, and they don't require a shaft enclosure, and that would decrease cost by $25,000 per stair or $100,000 per ramp. Exit passageways, E102-18. New requirements are put in place for exit passageways, exterior walls to be consistent with stair exposure criteria, and that would increase the cost by 35 cents per square foot of gypsum separation wall, meaning 1 hour of break for expensive exposure risk. E3818 and E10618 require for stepped aisles, that require two handrails for seating on one side. That would result in $20 per foot for extra handrail, and 3818, 10718, and 1118 addresses some editorial changes, and that would increase cost by 100 foot off length per ladder installation on ladders. And that, folks, is the presentation for the day.
Thank you, Dr. Issa, for your presentation. I'm intact. Do you have any questions or comments for Dr. Issa? Hearing none, plumbing tech, do you have any questions for Dr. Issa? And fire tech to you, any questions or comments? Thank you. Do we have anyone from the public wish to ask questions or comments at this time?
Marlita, this is Jamie.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Just a question regarding the spreadsheet that Dr. Issa was reading off of. Is that going to be made available for viewing?
It's already available on the agenda, Jamie. You can pull it up.
Yeah, the one that's coming up does not have all of the details of costs.
No, the draft is not there yet, but the final report will have all that.
Okay, thank you.
Do you know when that would be available, Dr. Issa?
Contractual is due by the 1st of June, but we'll try our best to have it out there sooner.
Thank you. Jamie, is that all of your questions?
Yes, that's all. Thank you.
Anyone else with questions or comments?
This is Gary Guerin. I think I missed the roll call.
Thank you for letting us know. When did you get on, Gary?
Oh, probably 6 minutes after 9.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, this is Pete Schwab. I have a question. So, we're wanting to vote to approve. Are we voting to approve this report without the dollar figures available to us?
This is Mom and Donnie. What you're doing at this point is accepting the interim report as available from the agenda. So you're only accepting the report, and sure, Dr. Issa has presented additional work related to the project, to providing a specific cost. But I think really the focus at this point is to accept the what's really posted on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Malcolm. Any further questions or comments?
Yeah, this is Jeff Gross. Pages 12 through 18 talk about accessibility items. And as far as I know, they can only be changed by Florida statute. Should we put a heading above those saying that these items can only be changed by Florida statute?
This is Mom and Donnie again. I think really the objective of this work is to really review the 2021 changes to the I-codes. And as you know, the I-code has in it accessibility requirements. However, when it comes to reviewing the I-code changes for consideration as part of the 2023 code update process, we will note, we will have a comment in there as a staff that these code changes is really accessibility code changes, which will fall outside the scope of the update process for the Florida Building Code. So that's really kind of, it will be noted as we move forward in reviewing the I-code changes. Thank you,
Mo.
Thank you. Any other questions?
So you need a motion to accept the report, Gary Dern speaking?
Well, we'll take it by TAC individually, Gary.
Okay.
If there are no further questions or comments, we can begin with that now. Gary, you're on the plumbing TAC. Would you like to start us off with a motion to accept the draft report?
So moved, Marlia.
Second,
Marlia. Second.
Second, Venus.
Second, Beth. All those in favor on the plumbing tax to accept the draft report, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Code admin tax, we'd like a motion from you to accept the draft report presented by Dr. Issa today.
Garasso, a motion to accept the draft report as submitted.
Brown, second.
Gilman Brown. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? And finally, fire tax, a motion to accept the draft report as presented.
Ultra, move to accept the draft report as presented.
Ultra, in a second.
I'll second. Edwards.
Edwards. Thank you. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Any further comments from any of the TAC members or anything we need to bring to the TAC attention today? Any guest comments? Hearing none, if there's nothing from staff, then we will consider this meeting adjourned. It is now 9:42. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time and cooperation today.